Music is ingrained in the aspect of our society, culture, and tradition. Though it has an important place in our social life, but it is not just a pastime. It sometimes tells a story or sends a message, most especially about our origin, heritage, or problems we face in life. Music is a form of expression. Hi, I am Gabin, and this is What Did Fela Say? This episode is Fela's message. As Fela will always say, music is the weapon of the future. Fela Nicola Pokuti, the Abamieda, the black president, a musical legend. He was known by many names, but a conclusive agreement is that he made salient points when he sang his songs, speaking on the ills in our country, Nigeria, and of course, Africa in general. Fela uses music as a weapon to fight corruption, injustice, and the dysfunctional government we have in Africa. Can we indeed say Fela was a prophet, or was he seeing mere signs like the rest of us are seeing today? Over the course of this series, What Did Fela Say?, a light has been shined on the various ills and problems Fela foresaw and spoke about in the lyrics of his songs. Fela was obsessed with fighting corruption, and lambasted any government official who abused power. What bothered him was the tyrannical leaders, political instability, and disregard for rule of law and justice in the society. His anger was not just with the problems, but with the way it became normalized. In the song Colonial Mentality, Fela set a grand stage for his criticism of African leaders and people by describing them as people with a colonial mindset. Fela speaks to Africans, telling us that despite the fact colonialism have ended, the minds of Africans, our attitudes and behaviors are still being influenced by our past colonial masters. We have put ourselves under psychological bondage and have adopted a colonial mentality.
I say you fit in, never release yourself. Colonial mentality.
He be say you be colonial man. You don't be slave man before. They don't release you now, but you never release yourself.
It be so, them they do, them they overdo all the things that them they do.
It be so,
them they do, them they do, them they overdo all the things that them they do.
It be so,
them they do, them they think. They better pass them, brother. No, be so.
It be so.
It be so. Them they do. Them they think it's them. They better pass them, brother. No, be so.
It be so.
The thing with black no good. The foreign things them they like. No, be so.
Fela was not only pissed at the ineptitude of African leaders, but also the justice system in the Nigerian society. Authorities still in talks of the injustice in our society and rule of law. It compares the crime of a petty thief to a person in authority who steals. The robber will be lynched or thrown in a jail for stealing petty amounts, while the man in authority will get away with stealing millions from people. To Fela, the people in authority are civilized thieves who get away with their crimes because of their positions. They only need pens to steal millions, not guns. Then Fela came hard on the leaders, being that not only were they not able to govern or provide for the people, but they were so corrupt that they only had their personal interest in mind. International Thief ITT might seem a personal vendetta between Fela, Obasanjo and Abiola, but it's actually an attack on corrupt leaders and elites in the society. The song ITT is a direct insult to men of power, including our political leaders and wealthy heads of corporations and companies today, who exploit the richness of our country, Nigeria, selling the nation's lifeblood to foreigners out of greed. Then, the people. Fela had problem with the attitude of the entire Nigerian populace. In his song, Zumbi, he speaks on the docile and sheepish nature of the Nigerian citizens. In a society where justice, freedom and equality is non-existent, we fold our hands while our leaders trample on our rights to a democratic society. The Nigerian society is so flawed that there is no room for freedom of speech or expression, but only quiet obedience. Does this not make us zombies? The funny thing is that we are happy with our poor predicament, even smiling in it. In Suffering and Smiling, he depicts the life of an average Nigerian who is constantly smiling in the face of myriads of problems, all with the belief in enjoyment in the afterlife. A blind belief propagated by religious leaders and zealots. Rather than take control of our present predicament, we take shelter in false hopes and illusions. And that brings us to our fragile mentality as Africans and Blacks. Yellow fever, mitigating criticism of post-colonial Africans, most especially Nigerians, who cannot shake their colonial mindset and want to be like their masters in every way possible, including the color of their skin. It focuses on Black citizens who are not proud of their culture. Finally, water no get enemy. Na true na, abi you no gree. This song has to be one of Fela's greatest masterpieces, as it speaks to the heart of the people as a nation. With Fela ruminating on how essential water is, even if it kills your child, you will still end up using it. This just goes to say, water could be useful and dangerous, depending on the setting. Water is very essential to human life, so only a fool would want to do without it. Nobody, absolutely nobody, hates something as useful as water. And just as water is important, so is the people, the nation's lifeblood, for no nation can survive without its people. We populate the land, cultivate and nourish it, and only an unwise government would want to fight its citizen. Destroy or alienate your citizen, and the nation will surely die from thirst. The Nigerian populace is indispensable to nation as water is to human. Remove the citizen and we have a patch of land. The people make the country what it is, and should the citizen understand this, we can stand for our rights against the various injustices and social ills we face today. No government can ever be more powerful than its people. I think the time is right for Nigerians, Africans, to stand up and say enough is enough. We have the power to make changes. We must give voice to our discontent like Fela did. We should stop suffering and smiling. We are not zombies. Let's face those leaders who are authority stealing. And if while doing this, we can shake our colonial mentality, then we'll be proud as a Black nation, living the yellow fever syndrome. It's been years after Fela's death. The world continues to celebrate this legendary man. His music connects generations and remains a musical prophet and genius who saw our tomorrow and emphasized it in his songs. This is What Did Fela Say?